Speaking on this program is Brother Winford Claiborne.
Gospel preachers in the early centuries of the church's existence probably were not supported very generously. Some of them, like Paul, chose not to receive any remuneration for their services to the church. They thought that some people, including members of the church, might accuse them of preaching for money. Paul gives a very powerful argument for the church's supporting preachers, but acknowledges that he had not taken advantage of the authority the Lord had given him in that respect. He explains his reasons for refusing money from the Corinthians. Nevertheless, we have not used this authority, that is, the authority to be paid by the church, but suffer all things, lest we should hinder the gospel of Christ. 1 Corinthians 9:12. Paul made whatever sacrifices were necessary to bring men and women into the kingdom of God and to help them to be strong in the Lord. If that meant making tents, he was willing to do it. Paul rejoiced that the Philippian church had shown their love for him and for the cause of Christ by generously supporting him in his work for the Lord. Philippians 4:10. But when he spoke of financial support from the Philippians or from any other church, he was not speaking in respect to his own personal needs. He had learned through experience and through his commitment to the cause of Christ that God would provide for his needs and for the needs of those men who worked with him. These are Paul's words of faith. I have learned, in whatsoever state I am, therewith to be content. Philippians 4:11. Paul does not affirm that he was satisfied with conditions as they were. He would never be satisfied so long as there were members of the church who had not learned to live by the principles of God's Word. One of the duties of churches, as Paul vigorously discussed in 1 Corinthians 9, was to support those men who preached the gospel of Jesus Christ. Even though there were churches which did not follow the Lord's plan for supporting preachers, Paul was not going to allow their failures to keep him from preaching. He told the Ephesian elders, I have coveted no man's silver or gold or apparel. Yes, you yourselves know that these hands have ministered unto my necessities and to them who were with me. I have shown you all things, how that so laboring you ought to support the weak and to remember the words of the Lord Jesus, how he said, It is more blessed to give than to receive. Acts 20:33-35. When Paul told the Philippians that he had learned, whatever the circumstances, to be content, he gave these illustrations. I know how to be abased, and I know how to abound. Everywhere and in all things, I am instructed both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. Philippians 4:12. The word rendered abased simply means to be humbled. Paul knew how to be humble by what he had experienced, but he also knew how to abound. The word abound means to overflow. There were times in Paul's life when he had all the comforts he could use, but there were times when he was hungry and cold. I'm sure Paul was able to endure whatever came into his life because of his great faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. He had learned the truth of Psalm 23. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runs over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Psalm 23:4-6. My friends, we thank you for listening. May God continue to bless you.